fun in putting them up on high places and tell them to jump, and we would catch them. They did that all because they trusted their father that he would catch them. And so it is with us. We put all of our trust in God, knowing that we can trust him to catch us at all times. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Trust in God is a wonderful thing, who is our Heavenly Father. And so it is. It's not many that have a father that can tell them to jump, and the children can trust him to catch them without their falling. And we are so thankful that we have a Heavenly Father who we can trust. And from the Word of God, you've heard that very long ago in Proverbs chapter 3. Here is Solomon, the son of David. He is now saying here, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. He says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And I will repeat again. Trust in the Lord with all, and I underline that little word, all, thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6, in all again, I underline that. Thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Praise his wonderful name. In chapter 1, again, he says here to us, which is again another very important portion that we should not forget. He says that we must continue to trust him in all things. And that's what we are here to talk about today. We are so glad that you're a part of the body of Christ, which is worldwide. We are one church in Christ Jesus, and we have membership all over the world because we are one in Christ Jesus. And the Word of God tells us, friends, that we are to pray one for another. We are to be mindful of each other, and at all times we must continue to be in touch with each other. Paul continued to encourage the church, and when we greet each other, we must greet each other with a holy kiss. Now, we're afraid to do that because people will think us very funny these days. But we are so thankful that God, who is our Father, embraces us at all times and give us a holy kiss and tell us that he loves us. And we too can embrace him and tell him how much we love us. There are so much changes in the world today that we have to be so careful of the words we say anymore. Isn't that awful? I think it's terrible. For me, at my age, I find it crazy to be changing the language that we're accustomed to speaking, that we all can understand. Everybody can understand what we are saying to each other. Then we want to remember the persecuted church. They are all asking for each and every one of us to remember them in our prayer. Paul, the apostle speaking to Timothy, tell him to remind the church of Jesus Christ that we are to pray one for another. We are not only to pray, but we are to intercede and supplicate for all men. Praise his wonderful name. And we are so thankful that we as a church, we come together at all times praying one for another, praying for the world, praying for the persecuted church that is suffering all over the world. We find that more nations are now persecuting the believers, because the Word of God tells us, friends, that they turn away from God. Men have turned away from God. And Jesus, shepherd of the flock, light of the world, savior of the world, he's speaking to the multitude. The Word of God says in Matthew chapter 5, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and call them sane. And I'm going to read, and I want you to know that we call this portion of scripture, we're going to be reading from the Sermon on the Mount, but then some of us call it Beatitude as well. And so if you say the Beatitude, you're reading from Beatitude, you're not wrong. If you're reading from Matthew chapter 5, you're not wrong. The Sermon on the Mount. Here in verse 6, and I'll read, he says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." I will repeat that again for you. Blessed, verse 6, which means happy, are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Yes.
We just want you to know that that's the prayer of our hearts, because men and women are turning away from the fullness of the Word of God, which can satisfy the needs of people. We find that here in verse 10, he says to the multitudes along with his disciples, "Blessed, happy are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake," and I underline that, "for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed or happy are they which are persecuted for, and again I'll emphasize, for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We have many of our brothers and our sisters that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Some are locked up in prison, some are being beaten with many stripes. Some are killed, and they're always calling out for prayer because they are persecuted, because they are lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. And we too want you to know that in this country, we too have to be careful now. That's where we have reached as a nation, that we have to be careful how we lift up the name of Jesus Christ anymore. Here again, I will remind you, verse 10 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The word blessed, you can call it happy. That's it. And so this is something that we can say, happy are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Jesus himself said, "And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." And how much we need to stand up for Jesus and be soldiers of the cross. But if I, the royal banner, we dare not suffer loss. We must trust in God. Especially now, we find that the believers have grown cold. Some have vaccinated, and some are not walking with God anymore. And so we are encouraging each and every one to pray now for the believers that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. As we go through the pages of the Old Testament, we find that there were many prophets, many servants of God who were persecuted for righteousness' sake. We, in this generation, are now experiencing that as well. Many of our brethren have lost their lives. Many are suffering in locked away places. Many are then crying out for help, and we must remember them in our prayer. I say that this morning, friends, because we are enjoying the fullness of the fellowship with God, our Heavenly Father, free to come together and worship, but it's fast being taken away from us as a people. And so we must remember to pray one for another. Call again, as I said earlier on in 1 Timothy, is encouraging Timothy to encourage the church that they must pray for leaders. We must pray for those that are in authority. We must pray for brethren, and the reason for that, friends, Paul goes on to say that we may live a holy and peaceable life. Praise God. So we must continue to intercede because we have the responsibility, because we are children of God, we have been made priests unto God, so we can enter into the presence of God to intercede and to pray and cry out for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. I must emphasize this, friends, because it's getting very bad all over the world today. The numbers of nations that are persecuting Christians is growing each day and each month. And so, again, as a church, we come together on Tuesday nights at 7:30, and we pray earnestly for the many that are suffering for righteousness' sake. Now, let's go back to the scriptures that you have heard read earlier on from Proverbs chapter 3, and I like that very much. Listen what the Word of God says here in Proverbs. Again, I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 3. Solomon is the son of David. Solomon is the third king of Israel. And here he is now writing. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Many are walking in darkness today. Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world, and we must look to him to give us the light. But many have embraced the light of the world in our hearts, and so we can say, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart, and his light shines in us and through us. And so we trust in the Lord with all our hearts, not with some, and we lean not to our own understanding. Over in Proverbs here we find again how the Word of God tells us that some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the Lord. I want to encourage our friends, let us worship the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. I say that because we can trust in him, not in men, not in horses, not in chariots, but we trust in God. Praise his name. He will take us through the various tests and trials that we are all going through today. But then how much we need to lean on him. The psalmist tells us here in Psalm 20, and now we'll turn to this. Psalm 20, verse 1 and 7. This is what he says. Now know that I, Lord, cars. stars, and they are trusting in them. But you know what happened? The news is telling us that some are losing their lives by trusting in these cars already. Think of that.
Sure.
And so we want to remind you of Psalm 20. It says in verse 7, some trust in chariots. You can say some trust in cars. And some trust in horses. Oh, that's a big thing. Many, many people all over the world are trusting in horses. Yes, they go to the racetrack and they spend sometimes their earning for a whole week, or sometimes most of their savings, they gamble it out in horses. And here, the psalmist David, the second king of Israel, is now saying some trust in chariots or in cars, and some in horses. But we, praise God, the children of God, we will remember the name of the Lord, our God, praise his name. Our God says we must serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. And I want to encourage you today, friends, we must trust. Trust means to depend upon God. Because the Word of God says he is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he made all things beautiful for us. And today, we can look to him and thank him for the four seasons of the year, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. We can thank him for the sun, which shines and gives us vitamins in our body, as we can see throughout the course of the day as well. We thank him for the moon, which gives us light at night, for the stars. We thank him for all the beautiful things that he has created and has placed into our hands. Praise his wonderful name. We can have confidence in our God by trusting him. We're showing him that we have confidence in him. Praise his name. It's important, friends, that we trust God. Trust him how? With all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. Praise God. God is the eternal Father. I like that. Many in our world today will testify that they haven't got a father alive with them. Some don't know who are the fathers, but we are thankful that we can embrace God, because he remembers us, he knows us, he forms us in our mother's womb. Think of that. And we came forth as the fruit of the womb of our mothers. And so we are thankful that God has embraced us to be our eternal Father, praise God, to care for us. And we can trust him to take us through this dark world, because spiritually we are in darkness. Because men have turned away from God. They no longer acknowledge God as the eternal Father. They no longer acknowledge him as God Almighty. They no longer acknowledge him as the God of hosts. And today I want you to know, friends, that you can trust God because he is the God of hosts. Praise his wonderful name. He fights for us. He has his heavenly host, and they are there, which we will see later on from the Word of God. He has an army in heaven that will fight for us and protect us, and so we can trust him, praise God. Not in cars or in horses or in men, but in our eternal Father. Praise his wonderful name. And I want to encourage you today, each and every one, whether you're a child of God or whether you have not come to know him yet as your personal Savior or to embrace him as your eternal Father, I want you to know that God is interested in all, because the Word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, yes. life if you don't know him yet as your Savior. Then why not reach out? His right hand, the right hand of God, is very strong. Yes, friends, in it is love, in it is mercy, in it is kindness, and he's reaching out to those today that are drifting and drifting without a ship, without a sail on a ship. Many friends are drifting all over the world today. We are so sorry for our young people today. They are so confused because they are told in colleges and high schools that there is no God. They are to search the signs that they are being taught. They are now being twisted to speak a different language. We are being careful how we address them. But then, friends, we want you to know that we have a Father who loves all. We often sing in Sunday school, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. I want you to know today, friends, our eternal Father, God Almighty, the God of hosts, love each and every one today and is reaching out to you saying, come, come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Our young people have lost hope. They don't know who to trust anymore. They cannot trust their parents. They cannot trust their teachers. They cannot trust their friends. Yes, friends. But God, you can have trust in God. Our young people, they are committing suicide. They are involved in drugs. They are involved in pornography. We find this happening with the fathers and the mothers as well. They turn into alcohol, and then they depart in divorce. But God will never leave us nor forsake us. We can trust in him at all times.
Yes.
And my emphasis today is to trust in God.
Yes.
Or I know him. Yes, I know him, friends. Yes, will you trust him today? Let me move on. The Word of God says here, friends, that God is eternal. We will pause, look around, and see all the beautiful things. Many of you have
are walking in spiritual darkness. We have turned our backs on God. Again, friends, let me tell you here, David, the psalmist, he speaks, and I like what he has to say. He knows what it is to be a shepherd. And this is what he says in the 23rd Psalm, and I'll take you there. I like that, because there are many, many today who would like to say this. The Lord, or God, is my shepherd. He has been guiding me. I shall not want. He has been providing for you, friends, all this while. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Come unto me, says Jesus, and drink. Those of you who are thirsty, come. He can give you a drink. Water from your innermost beings will flow if you are thirsty. Friends, the psalmist went on to say, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness, which we just spoke a while ago. For his name's sake, if you walk with God, friends, then you are walking in righteousness. If you are walking with God, friends, he will embrace you. He will comfort you. He will provide for you. Yes, how do I know this? Listen what verse 4 says. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Let's look at verse 4 once more. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. David knows what it is as a shepherd boy to walk in the valley. He doesn't know what is there, but sometimes the bear or the lion will come upon him. And we have so many bears and lions, so many dragons, so many serpents around us each day that is waiting to destroy us. David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Why he is able to say this? I will fear no evil, because he trusts God to take him through the valley of the shadow of death. For thou art with me, praise his wonderful name. I will never leave you nor forsake you, says the Eternal Father, praise his wonderful name. Son, if you haven't got a father, why not reach out and embrace the Eternal Father today? Daughter, if you haven't got a father, why not reach out to the Eternal Father, the Father that is almighty, the Father that is a God of hosts, praise his wonderful name, that will fight for you. Praise God. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yes, friends. Many of us don't know our fathers. Many of us don't know our mothers. Many of us haven't got any relatives to comfort us or to share with us. But God Almighty, God Eternal Father, the God of hosts, is saying, come, I will fight for you. I will protect you. Trust in me today. Praise his wonderful name. But then he goes on to say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know, I often see the children in the mornings taking the school bus to go off to school. And some are leaving their homes without a breakfast. They're not sure whether they will get any at school today because of the various laws that are being established now in this our country. They don't know whether they will get a lunch anymore in schools because they're not talking the kind of language that the government is expecting us to talk these days. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. He will satisfy your needs today, friends. He will satisfy. The Word of God tells us, friends, that God, look on the multitude that was there after sharing with them words of life, words of comfort, words of peace. The disciple says, Lord, send them away because we
haven't got anything for them to eat. God says no. The God that we are offering to you today is the Almighty God. He's the Eternal Father. Praise his name. He's the God of hosts. He will not turn you away, friends. He provided for the multitude that was there listening to what he had to say. Today you are listening, friends. I don't know where you are. You might be on the street. You might be living in a box or in your car. You might be at home not knowing what to do. Yes, friends, he will anoint your head with oil and your cup will fill and run over if you embrace him as God Almighty, the Eternal Father, your Father. Yes, he loves you. He cares for you. Then the psalmist went on to say, surely, goodness and mercy. I like that. I underline that in my word of God here. Surely, goodness and mercy. Mercy is for all generation, friends. That's God. That's the Eternal Father that we have. He extends his mercy to all generation. And I want you to know today, friends, that you can enjoy his mercies because his mercies is extended to you today.
Yes.
Why not reach out and embrace his mercy? Shall follow me not some days, but all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The psalmist David used to enjoy going into the house of the Lord. Oh, he rejoiced when he goes to the house of the Lord. He sings and he shouts like we do. He sings and he prays God Almighty, who provides for him protection. Today, friends, I want you to know that all of us need protection of God.
Yes.
We cannot depend on the police force because they too are afraid themselves because many of them are walking in darkness. They're being called to serve and they don't know whether they will go back home alive. And I'm sure. Likewise, the soldiers, they're out there on the battlefield fighting each day, but they need God's protection and shelter. David,
yes, sir,
can testify, friends, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, David trusted in God. Who are you trusting in today, friends?
Yes,
are
yes.
you trusting your teacher? Are you putting trust in horses, in chariots? Oh, we are not sure, traveling in the plane, the aeroplane, whether it will land safely with us, but many of us have put our trust in the aeroplanes. Many of us have put our trust in our cars, but sometimes we never reach home in driving our cars. We put our trust in horses. Sometimes we go back home broke without any money because we have put all our money in horses and in men as well. Yes, friends, today, why not come to Jesus and find life? And find comfort. Find one that you can put your trust in. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Do you hear that? Trust in the Lord. That's what we are talking about. Trust in God, not men or women. Trust in God. Sometimes we can't trust
can't trust our husbands. We can't trust our children. Children are killing their parents now. Oh, yes, husbands are killing their wives and children. Wives are leaving their families. Yes. But God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Would you come to him today and find rest? Those of you that are tired of the winds that toss you to and fro each day, oh, friends, come. Some of us, our lives is like a ship without a sail. Yes. You are out in the ocean. The waves toss you to and fro. Many of you are out on the street not knowing whether you are going to eat a meal for this evening or not. He's telling you, come. I am the bread of life. Praise his wonderful name. He will satisfy that hunger. Those of you that are thirsty for the next drink from the bar or from the beer bottle. Yes, friends. The woman came to Jesus who was sitting at the well. Think of that, to draw water. But she came at a time when it would be just she alone that is there to pull water from the well, and only to see that there is a man sitting on the well there, ready to offer her the living water.
Yeah.
Young man, young woman, you are thirsty so much that you are selling your life, you're selling your body to get money, to get a food to eat, to get drink. Jesus is saying, come unto me today. He offered the woman water that will flow from her innermost being. Today,
yeah.
Young man, young woman, you know not what to do, which way to go. Jesus is saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Many of you become so tired and weary from the winds and the waves that toss you to and fro. But then, friends, what loving arms. The Almighty God, oh, the God of hosts, the Eternal Father is saying, come and trust me now. Here do I walk through the valley of the shadow. Oh, friends, so many are out there walking in the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, our young men and our young women, our middle-aged men and women, oh, the children are tossed to and fro. But God is saying today, he will be your eternal father. Many are out there don't know their fathers or their mothers. Yes. But then you say, well, I am locked away. I am in prison. Jesus says, he who the Son set free is free indeed. He can set you free in your heart if you would only trust him today. Trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Yes, friends.
Yeah.
Trust God. Praise his wonderful name. Trust him, friends. And then I must take you to the portion of scripture where David, the psalmist, second king of Israel, now become a soldier. There it is. The Philistines are calling out, give me a man that will fight. Oh, yes. Oh, there are so many out there. They are called devils. They are called demons. They want to destroy your life. Yes, friends. The army of Israel was afraid. There was Goliath. Oh, friends. Up on the mountaintop crying out, give me a man that will fight. Oh, many, many countries today are crying out. The leaders are frightening us. Oh, give us a man. Give us machines that we can shoot down. Give us
machines that we can bomb off places. Give us all these things, aeroplanes. But then, friends, the army of Israel was afraid. And praise God, David came along, who trusted in God. And I want you to know, friends, you can trust in him. What David did. David went down. Listen to the voice of Goliath. Goliath is well dressed. Shield, a spear, a sword, a helmet. Oh, he's well protected, friends. Oh, when you look at him, you would be afraid of him because he's so tall. But then, David wasn't afraid of him because David has been trusting in God all along. David decided to take up the challenge because the army of Israel was afraid. Before I go on that subject, I want you to know, Christians, today, I listen to many, many Christians who used to walk with God. They have been listening to the radio. They have been listening to what's coming on their phones and all these various things. And many today have backslidden. God is a God of hosts, and he will fight for us. That's what the children of Israel did not understand when Goliath says, give me a man that will fight. That's what the devil is doing, friends. He wants to fight and destroy your life. But David trusted in God. Today, friends, why not trust in God? Father, uncle, nephew. Why not trust in God? Many of us, because we don't trust in God. I have heard a testimony of many young men and many young women. They haven't got anyone to turn to, and so they go into the army. That's the testimony of many, many young women and young men. They turn to the army that will provide them daily bread, provide them shelter, provide them protection, they say. And what happened, friends? They come back home, one foot, one hand, without any eyes. Some come back not knowing even their names. They are not any use to their family anymore. But those who fight for Jesus, you can say, friends, that you're a part of the army of God. God will fight for you today, friends. If you would only trust him. Trust, that's the word I want to ring in your heart today. Trust God. Praise his name. You don't have to go into the army to find shelter. You can find shelter in Christ Jesus. You don't have to go into the army to find daily bread and protection. You can find it in God. That's what the word of God tells us here. Trust in him. Trust in him at all times. Verse 8 of Psalm 62, which you have heard read earlier on. Trust in him at all times, ye people. You can trust him now. That's what verse 8. Trust in him at all times. Not sometimes, but at all times. Pour out your heart before him. Praise God. God is a refuge for us. He can be your refuge today, friends. Yes. Trust in God at all times, not sometimes. All you people out there, pour out your heart before him. Oh, you're on the wayside. You're sitting down under the shop piercer or on the park bench.
yes, friends, the Word of God says, pour out your heart before Him. Yes. God is a refuge for us. Will you trust Him today? And I'm going to close. It's more the Word of God says in verse 10. Trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. We see this daily on our television. Our young men and middle-aged men and well are robbing people of what they have. We see where young women and sometimes middle-aged women are selling their bodies to get money. Here the Word of God is saying, friends, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. Think of that. Don't try to take away what the other man has. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Oh yes, many feel today that because I have money, I have a good job, I have a good house. Oh, look at me. I'm healthy and strong. You know not about tomorrow. Now is the accepted time. Tomorrow may be too late. And I want to encourage you, friends, before I come to a close today. Trust in the Eternal Father. Trust in the Almighty God. Trust in the God of hosts. He will be with you. Let me quote again. Trust in Him at all times, not sometimes. Those of us who have become cold and indifferent spiritually, trust in God at all times. Pour out your heart before Him today. God is a refuge for us. Yes, He will protect you. He will shed over you. I'm talking to all the backsliders that have ceased going to church today. Some are saying, the pastors are hypocrites. Some are saying, oh, I prefer going to the teachers, and I prefer going about my boss. I can sell my body to my boss. It is so sad. That's where we have turned today. But it's happening, friends. It's true. Why? Because we have turned away from God. We are walking in the darkness. Trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. Don't rob the other man what he has because you are being oppressed. Because not vain in robbery. Oh, it is so sad to see people robbing in our stores, in our homes. There are so many robbers. Why? Because we have turned our backs on God, and so we are all walking in darkness. Now, it's important for me to finish what happens. The Word of God tells us, friends, that David, second king of Israel, that was putting on
David was weeping for him. But today, friends, God wants to dress you in the robe of righteousness if you but only just come to him. He wants to put on the robe of righteousness. Would you like to find favor in the eyes of God? The Lord will be with you today if you would only just trust him. Don't be like the soldiers in the army of Israel. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Yes, friends. The Word of God tells us that the enemy of our souls is like a roaring lion. He frightens us. He's like the dragon, says the Word of God, describing him. That's the devil, Satan. But then the Word of God calls him the serpent. Yes, friends, these are things that cause fear in the hearts of people. Yes. But I want you to know, the devil is like a roaring lion all over the world today to destroy people, to frighten the army of God. Friends, Christians, stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high the royal banner. You dare not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, friends, young men. Oh, think of Joshua. Moses called upon Joshua, choose ye out men that will fight against the Amalekites. Yes, friends, young men, I call upon you, says the Word of God, because you are strong. Why not give your heart over to the Lord? Trust him today for salvation. You'll become a new creature in Christ. All things will pass away. You'll all things become new. Why not find shelter in Jesus today? He's your hiding place. He can satisfy your needs today if you will only come. Come and drink. Come and eat. He provided over 5,000 people, friends. God, through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you today in closing to trust God, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the God of hosts. Trust his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who says, I am the light. Oh, so many are walking in darkness today. So many. I see them on the screen, the television. I saw them the other day. So many of them gathered in New York, and there was a car parked with police looking for the women that are selling their bodies to men, looking out for the pimps that are looking to seize them and take them away. It was so sad when you look at the young women. They are half naked. Some of them, they're all exposed. I want you to know, friends, you don't have to sell yourself so cheap. No. Come. He wants to clothe you. The Word of God says that God provided clothing for Adam and Eve. Yes, friends, he covered their nakedness because they had sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Repent from your sins. Repent today. Christians, those of you who are backslidden, come to the Lord today and find comfort and rest and peace in him. But then, friends, we are saying, I am so far gone, I cannot see. I cannot see my way out today. The blind man sitting on the roadside, he heard that Jesus was passing by. When he inquired what did he say, friends? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son... Oh, shut up and stop your noise, says the people. But he was desperate, friends. How many of you are desperate today? How many of you are thinking of suicide? How many? How many of you are thinking of robbing someone today? Or killing someone today? The blind man says, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Today I'm telling you, you can have trust in God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can have your trust placed in Jesus, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father. Jesus called the man. Lord, he said to Jesus. Jesus said, ask, what would you have me to do for you? Lord, Lord, he said, that I might receive my sight. Oh, yes, friends, is that your need today? You don't know which way you're going to go tomorrow or tonight. Jesus said, what will you have me to do for you? Lord, that I might receive my sight. Oh, yes, friends. Jesus gave him his sight, and he went away rejoicing. Jesus wants to remove the scales from our eyes today. Friends, you can drink from
sincerely for ministering to our hearts, and we trust that you have listened and you have heard what the Lord is saying at this time. And whatever word that the Lord choose to deliver in your heart, we pray that you will not lose it, but you will ponder over it so that later on it will be beneficial to you. We give God the glory, we give God the praise for what he has done. Where is your trust? That's the question today that we like to ask. Where is your trust? Is it in horses? Is it in chariots? Is it in money? Is it in houses? Is it in jobs? Where is your trust? We trust that you will direct that trust to God and give him all the attention that he needs so that your lives will be changed. By faith, we trust that that will be so. Amen. We are so glad to have you with us today, Sister Barbara, and may I say to all of us that